This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. We're looking at John's Gospel, the 6th chapter. I believe the 46th verse, or 47th verse. Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness and they died. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread. This I am is the experience of God. Who shall I say sent me? Moses asked. I am sent you. I am who I am. Jesus is making himself known to the people as God, using the name of God. I am. And this is real. He does a lot of I ams in John's Gospel. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. I lay down my life for my sheep. That's Jesus laying down his life for you and for me. I am. Let's continue. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, those who eat me will live because of me. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. Unlike the bread that your ancestors ate in the wilderness and died, those who eat this bread will live forever. And on the last night of his earthly experience before his death, he took bread and he said, "Take and eat of this, for this is my flesh, the bread of life." The early church believed it. The holy fathers that followed the apostles believed it. It was not a symbol. It was Jesus. We have Jesus at the Eucharist. It is not a picture of Jesus. It's not a symbol of Jesus. It's Jesus. And this is what we teach. And you know what? Our people that are not Catholic teach the Word of God. And Catholics teach the Eucharist. But we need to teach both the Word and the Eucharist. You know, when you go to Mass, you cannot but understand that the only readings that the church gives us is from the Gospels and from the Testaments, new and old. And we as Catholics have been short with the Word of God. It's true. We've been short. We've not preached the way we should preach. That's real. We say we're a sacramental church. We are. But we are a word church too. because the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. We need to know both the Word and the sacrament. We need to know both. God comes to us through the Word and through the sacrament. You might look at the architecture of the Catholic Church. What is the biggest thing you see? The altar. Eucharist. You might look at the architecture in the church that's not Catholic. What is the biggest thing you see? The ambo, the pulpit. Oh yes, architecture speaks to us. But you know what? It's not either or, it's both and. Word, sacrament, Holy Spirit.
Just like our body is nourished by food, our soul is nourished by the Eucharist. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. When we receive God and we become what we consume. When you consume God, you consume all of the grace of Jesus Christ. The light, the power, the love, the glory. If we are disposed, which means we have an open heart, we understand what we're receiving, and we're living in a state of grace, we're disposed to receive all of heaven. We get to receive a deposit of Jesus in the divine life of Jesus. The greatest grace that's ever come upon this earth is the Eucharist and the sacrament. My favorite thing is when we sit at adoration, when they put the Blessed Sacrament on the altar, and you just sit with Jesus and you gaze upon him in the Eucharist, and you are just filled with the light of God. You are filled with the light. A lot of times it feels like we'll be sitting in front of Jesus for 30 minutes, but it will be 2 hours. And in that 2 hours, the Lord is just depositing in the spiritual realm, making us light, making us filled with his love and his power, his grace and his glory. And when you walk out from receiving the Eucharist, or you walk out from being in front of the Blessed Sacrament in adoration, people are glowing. Why are they glowing? Because the light of God has totally filled and saturated them from the inside out. A lot of times we go and lay hands on the sick and people are healed and they're filled with the Holy Spirit. But it's because when you walk out of being with Jesus in the chapel, in the Eucharist, you're filled with 10,000 cc's of Holy Spirit. You're filled with the electricity in the life of heaven. So that as you go and you just lay your hands upon someone and you just release the Holy Spirit, you're releasing that light and that power that Jesus just deposited within you. And they're receiving what God has given to you. They're receiving an impartation of heaven. They're receiving the life of God. But the greatest way to receive that life of God is through eating Jesus, body, soul, divinity, in the Eucharist, and also by reading the Bible and truly understanding the Word of God, so you can understand the truth about the Eucharist. You know, the Bible is a Catholic book, so it's just both.
The Word of God tells us, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. I am the living bread. For the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. We see that when Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. You know what happened? Many of his disciples left him. They thought he was talking about being a cannibal. And you know what? Jesus didn't call them back. He said, let them go. Let them go. Jesus didn't say, well, you know what, I'm speaking symbolically. No, no. I'm speaking really. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. But you see, we as Catholics have believed that. But you know what, I know now there are many places that do not proclaim the power of the flesh and blood of Jesus. There are many churches that are Catholic that do not proclaim the power of the flesh and blood of Jesus. And that's wrong. But there are many Catholic churches also that do not preach the word of God. It's not either or, it's both and. We have two tables, the table of the word and the table of the Eucharist. Two tables to be nourished by. It's not either or, it's both and. And we as Catholics have been deficient in the word of God. How do I know that? Because so-and-so meets Pastor Brown. Pastor Brown talks to so-and-so about a relationship with Jesus, and so-and-so leaves the church. Why? Because we have not preached the word. We have not told people that we need a relationship with Jesus. That comes by faith. That's real. That's real. Many people do not even preach the sacrament anymore. I don't know what they're preaching, but we need to preach word and sacrament. We need to do both. It is by God's word that people are healed. That's right. He gave us his word. We need to know the word of God. And I don't mean know in your head. I mean know in your heart. People have not been schooled in the word of God in the church. I remember once when I was a new priest, someone was reading as the lector a reading from one of the letters to the Philippines. I said, my gosh, the Philippines. Didn't know it was the Philippians. Didn't know it was the Philippians or the Philippines. What did it tell me? That people needed to know the word of God. That people needed to know the power of the word of God, as well as the power of the Eucharist. It's not either or, it's both and. And we need to proclaim and believe in the power of the word and the power of the sacrament. Once we were celebrating Mass a long time ago, at Holy Rosary. And what happened? One of the hosts was filled with blood. I'll never forget it. One of the hosts was filled with blood. And at the end of the Eucharist, a young man came to me, a very bright young man, a very bright young man. He said to me, when I received the Eucharist today, there was blood in my mouth. And that was the day that the blood showed up on the Eucharistic species. His father said, Stephen, don't talk like that. But you know, Stephen said, I'm not making this up. I checked my mouth to see if there were any cuts. There were no cuts in my mouth. When I received the Eucharist, there was blood in my mouth. This is real. This is real. And people have taken the Eucharist symbolically. Jesus said, not a symbol, but a reality. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. But we need to also know there's power in the Eucharist. It's not only to know that it's his body and blood, but that people can be healed, will be healed as they received the body and blood of Jesus.
So many Eucharistic miracles. We talk about people leave the church because they don't have an intimate relationship with Jesus. But there is no way to know Jesus more intimately than knowing him in the Eucharist.
For my flesh is real food, my blood is real drink. And the scripture says, and many of his disciples left him. And he said to Peter and the rest, will you too leave? Peter said, how can we leave? We know you are the Lord and you have the words of eternal life. They didn't know what he was talking about. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. They didn't know, but they weren't going to leave because they knew Jesus and what he says is true. They didn't know that on the night before he died, he was to take bread and break it and distribute it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body. They didn't know that. No. People left him that were disciples. They were not Sunday Catholics. They had left mother, father, sister, brother, fields, and homes to follow Jesus. And he says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Jesus said, let them go. He didn't call them back because he knew he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. But we as Catholics take for granted the power of the word in many places. I couldn't live without the word of God. How can you preach on radio unless you love the word of God and you want people to come to know personally the word made flesh? How can you live without the word of God? It's not either or, it's both and.
Satan, he knew that he could never eliminate Jesus from the world. He could never eliminate the Word of God. So over time, you would want to gradually try to change and take the Word of God out. Satan would want to take out the most powerful weapons that the church has given, Jesus in the Eucharist, confession, the sacraments. He'd want to detach people from his church and make it just be them on their own, saying, I read the word of God and I know Jesus, that's it, and make people lone rangers. But when Jesus came and he established a kingdom, and that kingdom operated through the church, and graces poured out through that church, he knew what he was doing. There is so many graces. If you live a holy, sanctified life, loving the word of God, receiving the sacraments, eating the Eucharist, there is nothing more powerful for your soul. And honestly, anyone who's living that life, you have the power of God within you. You just don't know it. Jesus, he loves us all the same, but he deals with us by revelation. So if we don't have a revelation of the power of the Eucharist, we don't have a revelation of the power of God, which has been deposited within you by the Holy Spirit, then we cannot release that power. We cannot release it. You know, there's one thing about doing outward miracles and praying for the sick and seeing them be healed. But the Eucharist, it cleanses us from the inside out. The sacraments, it cleanses us from the inside out. It disposes us to become holy because holiness is ownership and holiness is a response of I love you too to Jesus. That Jesus pours his love within us and we receive a realm and a revelation of God's love. And then we just say, Jesus, I love you too. I love you too. I love you too. And I've been all over the body of Christ and I love it all. But in my life, there is nothing more powerful, more sanctifying, more heaven upon earth than receiving Christ Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. But the biggest thing is it's for all of us. Jesus died and he bilocates himself from heaven onto earth and he chose to be in a piece of bread for us, consecrated by the priest. Why did God choose to do it this way? We don't know. I mean, we feed on bread every day. Bread gives us nourishment, like food to the soul, food to the body, the Eucharist to the soul. But if you're listening, if you're hearing right now, God's calling you that the Eucharist is for you. Receiving Jesus in his divinity, in the sacrament, it's for you and it's available for you. And Jesus wants us to all come into the fullness of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is truth. But just like in heaven, there's levels of truth. And there's a fullness of truth that God has ordained for everyone to experience if they're willing and their heart is open to it.
There are so many people that have left the church. So many people. Because they heard the word of God. but they forfeited the power of the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist. It's not either or, it's both and. We need to preach God's word in season, out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. We need to do that. And so many places have not done that. I remember one time in the seminary, one of the professors said, "We have no time to evangelize at Mass." I raised my hand quickly. I said, "Father, you're wrong."
Oh.
Because when are we going to see these people? They come to Mass. Who's going to evangelize them? Jehovah Witnesses?
They'll go door to door.
You know, I said, "You're wrong, Father." I was not liked because I would raise my hand. And I would not speak behind their backs, right to their face. "You're wrong. You're very wrong." And that's real. You know, when I do something wrong and someone comes to me and tells me, "You did thus wrong," this is a grace. This is a grace. God calls me to repent. And maybe I just have covered it up. It's wonderful when someone tells me, "You did something wrong. You need to repent."
We're all called to speak the truth in love.
Amen. Amen. I remember going to the sacristy of a church. It was a hot day, and the priest didn't preach. I've said this before. And I went into the sacristy and said to the priest, "Father, you didn't say a word to us. Maybe there was someone suicidal in the church today. The only thing you needed to say was, 'Jesus loves you,' and then continue with the Mass." He said, "Thank you very much for telling me that." You see, I remember being a deacon, and I was preaching the word of God and what happened? There was an alb, a priest's vestment, hanging from a pipe. And the Lord said to me, "Someone in this congregation is going to kill themselves. Speak to it." And I spoke to it. The next day I got a call. The woman told me the pills were all ready. They were all ready to be taken. But she gave her life to Jesus.
You know, there's no greater power in the history of the world than a lot of these Catholic saints, Padre Pio. You know, and to him he said the Eucharist was the center of all spiritual benefits. It's the life breath of the soul. So, Father, we take these last moments in Jesus' name. We release the graces that come from the Eucharistic table. Pour out the light of God upon everyone listening. Pour out healing. Pour out love. Pour out the blood of Jesus, Lord. Jesus, you promised to take us from glory to glory with you. And you want to take us higher and higher in the spiritual realm. You want to take us deeper and deeper into realms of your truth, your love, your glory. You can do anything, God. We pray right now upon everyone listening, a tangible experience, Lord. Body, blood, soul, and divinity, Lord. Give them that spirit of wisdom and revelation to know the truth, Lord, and what you are calling them all to. There's so many people that say, "Anthony, you know, I see God work through you so much. Why don't you start your own church?" And it's so often, like, you know, you could buy a little place and just open it up. But I say, no, that's outside the grace of God. God wants me to operate in his church. God wants me to preach and live sacramentally and come into his church and speak the truth and preach the word of God and release the kingdom of God. Father, pour out the kingdom of God upon each and every person now. May bodies be healed. May hearts be healed. May the glory fill you.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. We need to preach that this should be happening, that not only souls will be healed, but bodies will be healed. I remember a young man, an older man, and he would always stay in church after, till it was the end and more. And someone asked him why. He said, when the Father raised up the Eucharist, my eyes were open. I was blind, and now I see. That's why I stay, because I know it's Jesus. I'm not blind anymore, literally. I see. When he said, this is my body, this is my blood. He was healed by the grace of God. Things like that should be happening because it's the real presence of God. Not a symbol, but the real presence of God. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.